is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. One announcement. The WestCars group is going to have a test session this coming Saturday at the Red Cross building in the parking lot. They're not allowing us in the building, but they did allow us to get into set up out there in the parking lot. It's going to be a drive-through type deal, almost. From what Steve told me, the folks that are going to be testing, whether it is for a new license or an upgrade, you will probably be sitting in your vehicle. And then the VEs will be wandering around, checking to make sure folks are not using the internet, stuff like that. But we'll set the tables up for the test paper grading and that sort of thing. Testing is going to start at 9 o'clock. We ask you to come just a few minutes early to get the paperwork all straightened out and filled out. And then you get your test booklets and answer sheets at that time. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll begin the testing. You need to bring your photo ID, like a driver's license. If you are a ham and are upgrading, you need a copy of your ham license, and the cost is $10. Does anyone need any fields? Any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute portion. I'd like to go ahead and recognize the early check-ins. That's W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, N4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up there at Traveler's Rest. And KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, he's down at Fountain Inn. After that, we'll got Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V, John, down here in Manatee County, Florida, South Florida. I'm negative and negative, and good evening, Gary, WN4V.
And I would like to say good evening to WN4V, Mr. John, down there in Brayton, Florida, in Manatee County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Y'all stay well and safe down there in South Florida. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorium. My husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. While in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo 8, Mike Golf, Mac over here in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
GLS, could please say hello to Miss Joy. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenwood County, and I'll be negative and negative. 7-3D when I'm on the net.
Please
check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4 ACA, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt Nimman. I'll be negative, negative, but I need to take some things off the list tonight.
94 DOS. Please check in K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. No traffic, no comment. Sounds like you upset Miss Lorena's giggle box again. Take care. Thank you, sir.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge Commuter Net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont with Rick tickling Lorena. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Lorena, tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. I hope it's somebody's tickling you or making funny faces, and it's not me. Of course, it might be. I'm kind of funny looking sometimes, but you can't see me. Anyway, y'all have a great evening. I'd like to say good evening to Kilo 8 Mike Golf, neighbor of mine over here at Easley, Mr. Mac. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mac. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt, he's across the creek over there in western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And KO4ACA, that's Mr. Bill, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt up there in Edmond. Walt, I'll be back to you to get your update on the SwapNet items in just a little bit. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat down there in Malden. Pat, I don't know what I do on Wednesday nights to get Lorena giggle, but she's got a beautiful laugh. I enjoy listening to it. But appreciate you being with us. I hope all you fine folks are staying safe and staying well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And the net, please check in out of turn, N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, mobile, northeast Pickens County, almost home. No traffic, no table.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR mobile, and I'm about to destinate also. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane. He's mobile up over here in northeast Pickens County tonight, headed to the house. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. You be careful on the mobile on to the house. And N0TR, Mr. Tom. He's also mobile headed home over there at Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello, and y'all be safe out there on the mobile. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Anyway. NL, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, KK4SMV, Dale, in Ellenboro. I'll be listening in. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Kilowatt Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is J.D. I live in Berea with no traffic, no round table.
DOS. Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, and the Tool Shed in Pelzer for an extended stay, at least till Monday.
KI4, DOS. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Edmund. No comment, no traffic, but I'm starting to become curious as to exactly what goes on over there on Wednesday nights.
DOS, please check in KD2RKN, Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November, Jason in Williamston. No traffic, no comments, but I'll stick around for the swap net just to hear what's going on.
KK4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4 SMV, Mr. Dale down there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. And KF4 RVH, Mr. JD, he's over in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, JD. And KW4 TS, that's Mr. Jim. He's down in the tool shed in Pelzer tonight for a short extended stay. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Jim, be looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. Y'all have a good evening down that way. And KN4RJN, Mr. John up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And John, I think they think my voice is funny or something. I don't know. But it's all right as long as they get a good giggle out of it. And KD2RKN, Mr. Jason. He's down in Williamston. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jason. Hope all you fine folks are staying well and staying safe. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
T4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. I'm in Taylor's and I don't have much to say tonight. I'll be negative. Thanks for hosting the net. And tell everybody 73 for me.
Wreck right there. That was a double, but Bob won out. K4RHF, Mr. Bob over there at Taylor's. And Bob spells his name little B, O, big B, just to be different. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're staying well and safe. Any others, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Yes. Hey. Good evening, Gary. Check in. November 4, Sierra Delta Sierra. I'm Dave. I'm in Anderson, and I'll be negative tonight.
EOS. KC4SKD, Larry. Also, KG4AHS, Rhonda. And Easley, please check us in and out tonight, Gary.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4SDS, Mr. Dave down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. And KC4SKD, that's my neighbor Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda. They're over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all folks are staying well and safe. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
OS. In Kilo Bravo 1 Zulu Alpha, Joe and Easton Ollie, negative and negative, but I'd like to check on my listings, Gary.
Yeah, 4DOS.
Excuse me. KI4DOS. And Kilo 4 Victor, Kilo November, K4VKN. And Pete Mott, and we're negative and negative. Good evening, Gary, and everybody on the net.
4DOS. And Kilo November 4, Uniform Romeo Echo. KN4 is Jeff and West Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
West? Please check in. Steve, Kilo 4, Zulu X-ray. We're on the HT tonight at the base of Paris Mountain. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Joe, could you please check in and out Kilo Mike 4, Uniform Hotel Charlie. My name's Ivan up in Landrum.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening. K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. And KB1ZA, Mr. Joe, he's at in Easton Ollie.
Appreciate you being with us, Joe, and I'll be back to you to get your update on your swap net items in just a little bit. And KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith, he's up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And K4VKN, Mr. Allen, he's also down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. And KN4URE, Mr. Denton over there in West Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Denton. And K4ZZX, Mr. Steve, he's on the HT up there at the base of Parris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And KM4UHC, Mr. Ivan, he's up there in Landrum. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ivan. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Yankee, November, Golf. K4YNG, Fletch, and Easley will be negative and negative. Thank you, sir.
And I would like to say good evening to K4YNG. That's my neighbor, Fletch, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletch. Tell Miss Hester we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well over there. Y'all stay safe. Let's go back to the Uniform Through Zulu group again. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, that's Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Edmond. I'll be negative negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right. 73s.
Number 4, Delta Papa Golf. Dwight, located in Chester, South Carolina. Good evening, Gary, and everyone on the net. Gary, it might be in the water over that way, reason everything, everybody left at your voice.
KOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Victor Hotel. Brian in Greenville, negative and negative.
K4 DOS, please check in K04 DJC, Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, David in Eastern Greenville County. It's my first time on the net. In fact, I'm a very new license, and I'll be negative and negative, but we'll be listening in to learn how all this works.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K04AOW, Mr. David up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And N4DPG, Mr. Dwight up there in Chester. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dwight. And Dwight, it may be that I was told a long time ago that a fella lived down in Hartwell, Georgia. He said, with a voice like mine, I should have been a preacher. So I don't know. I think it's changed a little bit since then, though. Anyway, you have a good evening. And KO4BVH, Mr. Brian, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. And KO4DJC, Mr. David, he's over there in Eastern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And I hope all you fine folks are staying well and staying safe. And David, don't be afraid of that microphone. It will not bite. Just, that's what is there in front of you for. Just pick it up and talk sometime. But appreciate you coming in with us tonight, and hope you come back as often as you can. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Yankee Romeo. That's KO4 AYR, Chris here in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
Good evening. KO4 AYR over in Greer. Give me your name again. It was my fault, not yours. I just missed it. Give me your name again, please.
For AYR, this is Chris.
I had my volume turned down a little bit because the wife's in there watching TV, and
I had to turn my volume up just a little bit, but I got you in here. Appreciate you being with us. Also like to say good evening to my son, KI4DGY, Mr. Anthony. He's up there in Charlotte. He sent me a text message via telephone, asked me to get him on the logbook tonight. Let's move up to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in WB4, Fox Echo, Echo Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary, Miss Joy, everybody on the net, and Gary, just check me in and out tonight, please, sir. I appreciate it.
4DOS. In Kilo Charlie 4, KC4EZN, Harry in Camden, North Carolina, on negative, negative tonight. Gary, thanks.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, K4GAT, Mike in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Gary in the net, please check in November 9, Golf Sierra X-ray Mike. Also, November 9, Papa, Kilo Papa, Jama. West Union over here, no traffic. Good evening.
DOS. Tell Miss Joy I said hello and hope your garden's doing well, and I'm still looking for that item. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WB4FEE, Minister Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And K4GAT, Mr. Mike. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being here, Mike. And N9GSX, Mr. Mike. And his sweet bride, N9PKP, Miss Jama. They're over there in West Union. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mike. Tell Jama we said hello. And KK4FTU, Mr. Richard, down there in Northwest Anderson County in Slaptown. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope all you fine folks are staying well and safe. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. KG4, LPF, S Kilo, Golf 4, Lima Foxtrot, Lima Papa Foxtrot.
Like say good evening. KG4, LPF, Mr. Sam down there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Let's move on up to the India through Lima, Group I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is K4JF, Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot. I'm still Jim. I'm still in Greenville. No traffic, but I got a couple of items for the swap net. Over.
Yes. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. So now I'll be negative and negative, so it's 53s for each one of you.
Yes. If you enjoy your well, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, enjoy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in if you would, please. Or mark us in and out if you would, please. I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4JF, Mr. Jim, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Tell Miss Rachel we said hello, and I'll be back to you to get your items for the swap net just a little bit. And KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there. And Fletcher, appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're like, over there at Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And hope all you fine folks are staying well and staying safe. And K3JOY, it's my sweet little bride Joy, and she's in the other room either watching TV or reading a book or both. I don't know what she's doing. She was reading when I came in here, but the TV was on, so I don't know what she's doing. Anyway, additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We're in a big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
On the 18th, November 4th, Papa Papa Lima, and 4TPL, Sam in Spartanburg, Sam in Spartanburg, negative and negative.
KI4DOS, please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4PPL, Mr. Sam over there in Spartanburg. On the HT, appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. HT making you, doing a good job from Spartanburg over there. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, he's over there at Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both you folks are staying well and safe. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For Whiskey, KC4W, Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, Gary, and all on the net. No traffic, no table. Thanks.
Good evening, KC4W, Mr. Bill. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. I'm going to give that announcement one more time that I gave earlier. The West Cars Group is going to have testing this coming Saturday at the Red Cross Building. Well, actually, we're going to be in the parking lot of the Red Cross Building over here at 940 Grove Road. They have not opened the building up, but they have given us permission to use the parking lot. So we're going to be sitting up out there. The folks that are taking the test will probably be sitting in their vehicles, depending on how many tables and chairs and that sort of thing we have. Trying to keep the social distancing and all of that. But the testing will start at 9 a.m. We ask the folks to be there just a few minutes early so they can fill out the paperwork, and we get started around 9. And if there's too big a group, you know, depending on how many we got, if there's, you know, depending on the numbers, of course, we may have to break it up into two groups, but we'll make that decision on Saturday morning. Other than that, folks, if you're wanting to upgrade or take your test for the first time, come on out to the Red Cross Building in the parking lot at 940 Grove Road on Saturday morning. All righty, that being said, do I have any... Does anyone need any feels on my announcement? One more call all the way through the alphabet before we secure the formal portion of the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. KJ4HIAG. GE. Please check in, Robbie. KJ4KOX, Greenville Delta, no traffic, no comments.
Wow. would like to say good evening to KJ4HIA, Mr. Gene, and his sweet bride, KJ4KOX, Miss Robbie. They're over there in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Gene. Tell Robbie we said hello. Hope you folks are staying well and safe. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the network. Our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG-Q. We'll now begin the SWAPNET portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RAG-Q, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a few folks with either items for the SWAPNET or items they want to update, so we'll grab those first and then we'll see if there's any others. First one up is K4OIM, Mr. Walt up there in Inman. Walt, what can we do for you tonight?
Good evening, Gary. Gabriel and I worked out a deal, and I'd like to take everything off that I had listed.
I do appreciate that, and glad you and Gabriel got together on that. Hope everything worked out real well. The next one up is KB1ZA, Mr. Joe, down there in East Denali. Joe, what can we do for you tonight?
Do you still have that listing that I was looking for on ICOM 765? Okay, would you please take that off? I procured something a little bit more newer. And do you still have the listing for the AT-230?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, I'd like to keep that one on. I'm looking for a good-looking, 100% working Kenwood AT-230 antenna tuner. So I'd like you to keep that one on, Gary, if you would please, and thank you.
There, Joe. Thanks for letting me know about the others, and we'll keep running that one for you. And the next one up is Mr. Jim, K4JF. Jim, what can we do for you tonight?
Hey, Gary. K4DOS, K4JF. Gosh, I got some echo going here for some reason. Let's see if that helps. Ah, that's better. Got a couple of items. I'm continuing the downsizing, so first item up, I have a box. Yep, that's just a box. It's the original factory double box with foam inserts and wrap and everything for a Kenwood PS30, Papa Sierra 30. This is the box the power supply came in that was stolen from my house a few years ago. And I don't want to throw it away because some people might want it, might want to use it to store a PS30 or to go with one they have and maybe want to include it, which ups the value if it comes with an original box. So it's available, $10 if you'll come by and pick it up. The other item is a Kenwood TM221A, 2-meter VHF rig, FM. This is the one I used for a packet. It's never been programmed for repeaters. It was always set for that. It was sitting in a cabinet, so it is immaculate. It's a beautiful little piece of equipment. I put a new memory battery in it and checked it out. Seems a little soft on receives. You might want to use an external speaker. It does not have the tone, TSU-5 tone unit, so it's no good if you're to reach a repeater that requires tone access. But it's a very nice little rig, almost collector items, really, really pretty. Comes with a bracket, the microphone, a reprint manual, the whole ball of wax, and I'll take an even 100 for that. Go ahead.
If I got that one, what else you got?
Those two, I've got it for now.
All righty, Jim, first item you have is a box. It's a double wall box, original factory box for a Kenwood PS30. It has the styrofoam inserts and everything for that. And if somebody would like that box, they can just come by there and they can have it, correct?
Yeah, well, $10.
All righty, got that down. And then the next item you have is a Kenwood TM221A. That's a 2-meter. that was used for packet. It was kept inside a cabinet. Does not have a tone board, but it comes with a microphone, the mounting bracket, the power cord, the manual, and all of that good stuff, and you would like $100 for it, correct?
You got it right. I bet that box is the cheapest thing you've ever listed.
That number here, Jim, is 864-483-3409.
My friend.
Oh, I need any field that Jim just listed. Nothing else heard. Now, you still got that multi-mode controller, don't you?
No, sir. My apologies. That one is gone. Take it off the list.
Not a problem there, Jim, but I just wanted to double check. You know, sometimes I have had folks not let me know anything about that, then I get a call on the phone or a text or something of that nature or an email saying that you aren't supposed to announce that again. I've sold it or found it or whatnot. But if I don't know, you know, I don't know to keep my book straight. But anyway, I got it corrected, and I do appreciate it, and thank you very much. Does anyone else have anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
My apologies, Gary. I should have noted you on that one.
Gary, the man that I was talking to about the antenna, that man you were talking about, he told me this morning when I was talking to tell you to take everything off this list. Over.
I will remove it. Thanks for letting me know there, buddy. I do appreciate it. If you need any help, just give us a holler over this way. Good seeing you the other day, too, by the way. All righty, is there anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
KJ1HA. Gary, it's been, I guess, a couple months now since I listed that 6-foot-tall fiberglass antenna that I paid $100 for when I drove to Atlanta, and it's been hanging on the wall now for about 10 years. It's a perfectly fine antenna. Do you still have that information? I'll take $20 for it just to see somebody put it to use. Do you still have my information, or do I need to give it to you again?
I have it, but it's way back in my book. Now, just go ahead and give it to me again.
Tell them that right quick. I'm so tired from working. That's all I can do to get around. Hang on 1 second. KI4DOS. KJ4HA.
Go ahead, Gene. Read the copy.
For $20, it wasn't in the weather very long or anything like that, but I bought a more expensive antenna than that, but it, like I said, it talks good. It does fine. Anyway, here's my phone number. Gene Oland, OELAND. 867-8390. They can call at any time. 867-8390.
And that's
about a 6-foot fiberglass, 2-meter antenna? I'm thinking it was someone who needed an attic antenna. I was thinking somebody would snap it right up for an attic antenna in a restricted area. I think I threw in a 6-foot pole with it, anyway.
Oh, $20 for it, correct?
That's for it.
We got it down, and we'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this antenna, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight. Does anyone need any fields on this 6-foot, 2-meter antenna that Gene just listed?
It'll listen for couple weeks. We'll try it again. This is KJ4HA, clear 73.
Let me make sure I got your phone number right. It's 864 867 8390, correct? We got her down. We'll run this, like I said, for a few weeks. When you sell it, if you don't mind, let me know, and we'll go from there. Do we have anyone else, or anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS. For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet, first item we got up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's an ICOM IC47A. That's a 440 monoband transceiver with like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Radio Shack HTX10. That's a 10-meter transceiver with like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood 440 SAT. It's got the automatic antenna tuner in it. He would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
SN4SDS.
Go ahead.
Okay. Gary, can you give me the number on that thing? I might know the microphone and listen to you, man.
SAT.
Hey, Roger, drop the microphone. Yeah, that one.
I don't have a phone number. He's got an email address. His call sign is Whiskey 2 Juliet Kilo Tango. W2JKT. His name is Eric. And he said he is good on QRZ to get his email address.
W2JK2?
Whiskey 2 Juliet Kilo Tango. W2JKT, and his name is Eric.
Okay, I got you now, W2JK7, and his name is Eric.
JKT, and his name is Eric, yes.
Hey, Roger, I got you that time.
Hope you and Eric can get together. Next item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-590S. He would like $650 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-870. He would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a rotator and control box. He's got a set of beams he's got up, and he had done a little Channel Master TV antenna rotator, and it died on him, and he's looking for a little heavier rotator and control box. Does anyone need any fields? Had him up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Kenwood AT230 antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fields? Item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Astron RS-70A. That is a 70-amp power supply, and he would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks, appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. Those that removed items, I appreciate that. That keeps my book straight. Makes it easier on everybody. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. One rag chewer tonight, and that's Mr. Jim, K4JF, over there in Greenville. Jim, what have you and Rachel been up to?
Group K4JF. Well, just, kind of keep staying close. Following the guidelines, putting the mask on when we go somewhere. Still working on the downsizing. This big old two-story house, an acre and a half, is just too much for us at our age. So we're looking to ease it up, so I'm easing up on the station. Yeah, I ran across that box up in the attic and said, "What? Darn. I should have taken care of it some time ago. I bought that power supply several years ago, and that was the station that was stolen out of the other house. So power supply is long gone, so hopefully somebody can use that to back it up or to keep in case for when it comes time to sell it, because I know from personal experience, if you've got a rig and you can ship it or deliver it in the factory original packaging, it does up the value of it. So I thought that would help. And I sold the controller, so the little 2-meter rig that went with it, which is really nice. I kind of hate to let it go, but it is surplus. But that's it. We've been working around here. 65 Mustang over here. Set off the alarm a week or so ago at like 3 a.m. So I went out and shut it off. You know, what the heck's going on? No problem. Then night before last, at about 1:30, it went off. I shut it off. It went off again. I finally went in and did an alarm mastectomy and cut out the alarm. I think I figured out what the problem is. It's the sensor on the hood alarm that maybe when the temperature drops will actually trigger. So I'm working on that. But I'm going to wait before trying it out because I don't want to disturb the neighbors every night. So anyway, it's been kind of interesting around here going on. And anyway, thanks for running the swap net, and my apologies for forgetting that I'd put that unit on. In fact, I shipped it out today. I think it's going overseas, going to a transfer station. So maybe tonight was the time. I should have told you. Anyway, nice turnout tonight. Good items on the swap net, and I appreciate you doing that for us, my friend. KI4DLS in the group, K4JF.
If necessary, that's okay. I just wanted to double check. You know, sometimes folks forget they put stuff on there. And matter of fact, Richard told me he still was looking for that power plug, and I forgot to mention it. I didn't go back a page far enough in my book, but that happens, and it's okay. But I don't have any other way to do this other than read it off my paper book here. They're supposed to give me a way one of these days to put it the swap net back on the Blue Ridge webpage. They hadn't done that yet, but at one point in time they wanted me to email it to somebody and let them do it. And I said, no, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it all. That way I keep control of it a little bit better. And that way everybody and nobody, whoever can't go in there and make changes other than myself. And which is the way I would prefer to do that. But you keep saying it was stolen from the other place. Is that over there where you had the earthen tower?
Yes, sir. That's the place. I had a break-in. They went in. They stole the station. They stole a bed. They stole, even stole some brand-new plumbing fixings. And they broke into the HVAC units, both of them, because there was one for downstairs and one for up for the guest house over the garage. And a bunch of other stuff. But they damaged both of the units going after the copper. So, yeah, that's the one.
That was the one, but I wasn't sure. That's the reason I asked. But I hate that happened. That was a nice place over there. But over there was a two-story house and an acre and a half, and it's getting a little older. You know, it's getting kind of hard to take care of all of that. So I don't blame you for downsizing a little bit. That's what Joy and I did. We went from, that house was about 3,300 square feet, and we're down to half of that now, or a little less than half. So we downsized quite a bit as well. And I've redesigned my ham shack here, and I had all the monobanders. I had, 2-meter all mode,
the 6 meter, 440 and 220 and all kinds of other stuff. And I had all the Monomanders, and my oldest son was giving me a fit about that. He said, "Dad, said you got all that right there except the 220 and that 2000. He said, "Why don't you just get rid of all of those?" And I don't like having all my eggs in one basket, Jim, but I think he's probably right. I need to get rid of some of them.
Down to a primary and one backup for each band. So I sold off several pieces and got this TS-890, which is an amazing piece of equipment. First time I ever spent over $3,000 for a dang radio. Still got the 790, which I'm on right now. I'd like to have another one for backup because I'm going to get into satellite. By the way, if you go to QRZ.com and look me up, you'll see a photo of the station after I've downsized and consolidated and so forth. But yeah, we got an acre and a half here, and there's a lot of upkeep. We spent some serious time out at the pool tonight trying to keep up, so we don't want to keep up a pool. You know, the kids are all grown now. The grandkids are getting up there. We got great-grands coming along, but I've got to be up to there some others to entertain them. But yeah, it's time to downsize. I turned 78 a couple months ago during the quarantine. So still haven't had my birthday party, but we'll do that when we can get up and around. But I don't need the upstairs. We don't have any problem handling it now, but that doesn't mean we can handle it a year from now. So that's the goal. And we're looking here in Greenville with hope to stay in this area. But there's also some stuff down with some friends, near some friends in Hilton Head that's tempting. So I don't know what's going to happen yet. We're still looking. We're still open, and we're still working on getting this place ready to go on the market. At some point, pretty soon, I'll be packing up the whole station here and setting it aside so that the house can go for show, and this can be just an office without all the gear that might intimidate anyone coming around for a showing. But it'll go into storage for a few weeks and then get set up in a new place. Okay, 4JF, go ahead.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, but K4JF in the rec you portion. But Jim, you could be like old Ed. You remember Ed, K4KK. He listed his house along with his equipment. He said that before he moved back to Tennessee, he was going to sell everything. And if somebody was a ham wanted to buy the house with the tower and all the radios and stuff, he said he'd sell it all to them. So if you got a ham coming over, you might just go ahead and sell them all that equipment and buy brand new for your new place.
Well, the TS 890 is brand new. Yeah, but this community has a restriction. I can't put a tower up. I've got a little wire in the trees. And I got a problem with that because the egg insulator on one end got hooked over a fork in the tree, and I can't pull it down. I had the rope tied. I tried to let it loose, and it just doesn't do. So that's going to be a problem because it's up there. I got to figure out a way to get that down. But no, I'm going to take the equipment with me. But, yeah, when you get a chance, go online and look up the latest picture of the shack. That's what I'm hoping to set up in the new place. And, you know, I've settled in. I've got the equipment I need. I've got upgraded the computer. And it's all working. So I don't want to start all over and buy all new. I'm happy with what I got here.
Well, my day to think I had to start all over. I did ask my youngest son and his bride. They built him a computer, and I was thinking, you know, well, I don't know if you can build one as cheap as you can buy them now or not. So I called him and I said, you know, what would it cost me to get y'all to build me a new computer? He said, "Dad, I can probably build you a pretty nice one for about $1,500." And I said, "Son, I can go buy one for that or less." He just kind of laughed at me.
Well, we've got like five computers here. I've got a desktop at the desk. I've got a rack-mounted rig with a terabyte hard drive that is dedicated just to the station and keeps my logs and all of that. And I also use it for backing up the others. It's still running Windows 7, and it's not connected to the Internet. So I don't have to worry about viruses and any of that thing. I can connect it just by plugging in a little unit and if I need to update anything, but for right now it's just kind of isolated from the rest of them. So anyway, that's the way it goes here. We're still working on it and, you know, getting out and about. I'm glad to see some of the restaurants opening back up. We actually went down and had lunch at the, our dinner, late afternoon lunch, dinner, whatever you want to call it, like 4 at Iron Hill, seating outside, so that worked. And things are going to gradually work their way back, and I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, that's it from here, from the east side of Greenville, 73. Good with chatting with you tonight. And hello to everyone who's left on here, and we'll catch you later. K4DOF and the multitude, this is K4JF 73.